What's up, sis?
Still the shortest intro in history, baby. This will catch you slipping, baby. I promise you it'll catch you slipping.
Better be more careful
when you come on here, boy, because you mess around and be caught out there, like Khalees said. Shout out to Khalees.
Bad out, for real. Man. We've been up here in a minute.
Child, I don't even know. I think the last time we were here was July. And we are in October.
So what's been happening since July? What's been going on with you?
I mean, it's a lot going on. I guess we're going to talk about it throughout the episode. You know, you over there sickly and I'm over here big and round.
I know trying to run away over here. Lord.
That just goes to show y'all how dedicated author Nikki Nicole is to the brand. Because, baby, if it was me, I would have saw y'all in 2026. You hear me? And it, I don't mean would. In the beginning of 2026. I mean mid-2026, like March, April.
G-Line, y'all. It took a lot to talk into this. I'm like, what we going to do about preparation?
Ooh, child. I'm just tired, child. Just a lot just been draining me.
But, so you would have... But I tell them what's been happening with you. Why you dragging and why you don't want to do
it? I mean, anything. I think it's one of the questions. So I ain't gonna, you know, I ain't gonna get into it. Nah, we gonna wait. We're gonna see if one of our questions prompt that. And then if not, we'll make the announcement afterwards.
Okay.
Make the people stay here for a little bit.
Well, look, ain't nothing been going on with me, y'all. Life just been life and like I got to the point, y'all. I called my mom one day. I was like, you know what, mom, call God. Tell God to tell the devil to call his people off. I'm sick of him. Because it was like, if it went one thing, it was another thing. Like, literally, since I just got my car back on the road, time I fix one thing, then another thing come along. Mm-hmm. Fix that, then another thing come along. I'm still riding, but it was just frustrating because your car being down since, like, December of last year. Now you finally get it. What? Like...
Get your freedom papers. You want to be in the wind. Okay, like, let's go. But that's how life is. It's like when you're running and you're doing track and field and they do the hurdles, you'll have a good momentum going and then you gotta pivot because you gotta jump. And then okay, I survived that. All right, cool. You gotta run again. Sometimes the hurdles are further away and sometimes they're closer together. So you know, you just have to learn how to navigate through those hurdles. But this the stuff Disney don't teach you. Tyler Perry don't teach you. You know?
Hey, every time I jump, I hit the hurdle. I jump.
Oh, I'm definitely tripping and falling. The hurdle is tumbling with me. I'm a cartoon. This ain't real life because in my versions of life, it's a cartoon. So the hurdle and me is running around. We all, you know, both Disney.
I don't want to do Adulting no more. Please take me back. Please take me back.
Adulting is ghetto. I don't know whose idea was this, but 2 out of 10, I don't recommend it. You know, when you younger, well, I know when I was younger, I thought this was the bee's knees. Like, yeah, I could go wherever I want. I could stay up late. Ain't never stayed up late in my childhood. So why did I think I was going to stay up late in my adulthood? Okay.
Get bed by 7 o'clock.
I could buy whatever I want. Who? You gotta have money for that. Who? To buy something. Child. Yeah, no.
Get somebody else.
Don't do it. To the young babies that's listening and watching. don't wish on that star. Okay. Continue to enjoy having everything given to you. Because baby.
This ain't what you want.
it's not 2 out of 10. Okay.
Mine is 1 out of 10. Whoop that.
Oh,
too.
See? Well, I'm trying to be nice. If this was an Uber Eats order, you're getting 1 star.
1 star.
Okay, no tip.
None. The tip is to leave me alone. You ain't getting no tip.
Oh my gosh.
So since our last episode, what's one thing that you know life has threw at you you didn't see coming?
Let me tell you something. Our last episode was July. I knew in July, but I didn't know. No, I didn't feel it until the season was over. I found out that I am going from a boy mom of two to a boy mom of three. Right? Not the sound effects. Come on here, season three. We got sound effects. Pew, 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 pew. So yeah, that to me, that was a curveball, you know, as people would say, that was not on my bingo card. Let me tell you, I kid you not. I had just put an order in for Shein because I said, baby, when these kids come out of school for the summer, I'm going to have me a hot girl. So it's going to be wings and wine. You hear me? I had it planned out. I had the summer dresses ready because I knew on the weekends there was no kids. We was going out. We was going to live our best life. We was going to come down to North Carolina. We was going to travel. We was going to do something. Oh, but then that sweet day.
That sweet day.
Yeah. That sweet day. Things wasn't coming down the way they were supposed to come down during the month. And you know, you just say, oh, I'm gonna take a test, because you know, ain't nothing there. You know how many tests I done took and it was next? Girl, I was like, this one gonna be the same. Yeah, no, get somebody else to do it. I saw that plus sign, I almost fainted in the bathroom. I said, Lord. Kid you not, as soon as that thing turned plus, who I call, sis, I just sent you something. I sent you a message. Your message, you check it.
I said, I know you lying. Take it again.
Baby. Ooh. And this has been a different road for me, because the first time around with my oldest, being a first-time mom, you know, you get all the scaries, you don't know what to expect. And then with my baby, I had a little more experience, I was a little more seasoned, but this time around so much has changed, especially with who we have as president, and the medical stuff has changed, and it's just a lot. So I was basically the whole trimester just out here willy-nilly. Like, no doctor's appointments, no ultrasounds, no nothing. But, you know, God kept us, and here we are, second trimester, almost entering the third. So, you know, everything's fine so far. I'm fine. He's fine. And that's all we can continue to hope and pray for.
Well, I don't think I had anything that was threw at me that I didn't see coming. But this car journey.
I was about to say, car, the car, definitely.
Well, yeah, let me take that back. So this car journey, not only was it not being able to find nobody to fix my car because it's a foreign car, then me trusting some shady tree mechanic to do it, mm-hmm. then just started going one thing to the next, everything mm-hmm. tanned up. Then on top of that, I get ready to go do food delivery to tell them, oh, your license fit.
Mm-hmm.
For what? So they suspended my license, even though the ticket was paid when it was supposed to be paid before time. So they had to go back and undo the situation. So it eventually worked out. But at the end of the day, I didn't see that coming. I've never in my life, I only had two tickets in my whole entire life. God, literally. Of driving. And then for you to tell my license suspended, I know you lying. So, I mean, other than that, I mean, I didn't see that coming, but it worked out. It took me through a lot, but yeah, it worked out eventually. But, yeah, man, life just been life, man. I mean, I've been sitting back, I was sick. I didn't see that coming. That sinus infection just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, your journey with your dentures?
Oh, man. Oh, y'all. Whew. I would be
good. That's a whole episode in itself.
Y'all, I can't smoke with them. And I can't eat with them. Yeah. So I keep them out more than I keep me, y'all. I ain't gonna lie. I do. But I'm getting there. I'm gonna start putting them in. Season 10, I'm gonna put them in.
Season 3.
No, I'm talking about
breaking the silence. Girl.
And then the next episode, they'll see my teeth in. How about that? Ah, should do me some roll, y'all. It should do me some roll.
I live so, in reality.
I forgot them this time.
Of course you did.
I got my bifocals on.
That's a start. Because you ain't had those on, okay? Had them on all day, too. Look at that.
Yeah, they was giving me headaches. But that's all right. It's a process now. Give me credit.
Mm-hmm. I guess they was here first. So you learn how to wear those. And then you slide on into the dentures. Okay.
It's a process, man. It's a process.
Hopefully by Christmas, both will be.
Yeah, we'll be good. You know, Caden is not going to see me. He's going to see me with teeth and glasses.
Sure.
He's not going to see me with no teeth.
Okay. We gonna see. Y'all heard it here first.
That's it. It's recorded. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
season 4, I'll let you know if that came to pass.
Wow, boy. It be your own people, boy. Your own people. So what's something you had to let go of lately to protect your peace? That's a loaded question.
I had to let go that I am not in control. And that for me is very hard because I'm an analytical person and I am a control freak. And like I said, I had planned to have a hot girl summer full of wings and wine. And I have had nausea and all kinds of stuff. That was not on my bingo card. But I had to learn that whatever the process is, whatever the journey is, whatever you are currently going through, God got you regardless, you know, and you might not always understand it, but everything happens for a reason. And maybe this is for someone else to encourage them, you know, maybe this is to encourage yourself, and maybe this is something that was given to you to show you that he's in control and you have to trust him. So that was something that I definitely had to learn, and it was not easy, but I got it.
Everyday life teaches me something about myself and something that I need to let go in order for me to be more peaceful. I'm analytical, and sometimes I think I got OCD, honestly. Because I'm the type that will boil water up my floors. Like, for real, for real. So I had to learn recently that, you know what? Everybody's not like you. Everybody's not like you. And either you just gonna do what you gotta do just so it can be peaceful. So I had to let go of the fact that everybody's not like me. I clean the way I clean. I am who I am. And if I wanted to be done the right way or my way, to guess who got to
do it yourself?
Me.
Yeah.
That's hard though. Because the first thing you want to do is just go off.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for me to be peace with my own household, I had to let that go.
So, okay, here's a curveball.
Uh-oh.
How do you get comfortable with the fact that this is who you are without getting burnt out with the fact that this is how they are?
That's hard. I don't think I can answer that, because people change. I'll put it like that. You may be one way today, and tomorrow you could be another way. Or, you know, years from now, you could be a different person. But sometimes people are who they are. You just got to either accept it, deal with it, or move on from it.
Yeah, because you could end up burning yourself out. Like, especially like you said, in regards to cleaning, right? Say, for example, you're the only one in the house that cleans and no one else cleans. That could be frustrating because on one hand, you're getting something done and that makes you feel better to see the environment clean, to smell the environment clean. But then on another side of things, it's like they know you're going to do it. So they're not going to put forth the effort to helping or to lighten the load. It's just going to keep piling up and piling up, and every day is going to be the same thing. So when do you find the balance of saying, hey, yes, I like it this way, but also I need y'all to chip in because this is too much?
Let me tell you something. What I have learned, sometimes you have to just leave things the way they are. And this is hard. I'm a type of person that don't want to go to bed with dishes in my sink.
Oh, I hate that.
But if there's dishes there that doesn't belong to me that I did not mess up, I'm having to have discipline enough to say, you know what? Before you go to bed or before you go wherever you go, make sure you wash your dishes.
Okay.
That's been working.
But yeah, because last year, you weren't nothing. Thank God for growth, baby.
That's hard, though. It's hard when you are a certain way, and then you have to kind of, like, change up and switch up and say, you know what? I'm not going to wash them dishes tonight. I'm going to bed. And then wake up the next morning, they're still there. You still like, I'm not going to wash them. I'm going outside to smoke my black. That's hard.
Yeah.
Because the first thing I want to do is wash them. So you have to learn how to have discipline. Look at you looking.
You growing, because last year you just would have just did it. No matter how frustrated, whatever the case may be, you would have just did it. So I'm proud of you.
Listen, I'm tired.
Yeah, tired. It comes with age, I guess.
Tired. So what's one lesson you wish, you know, you would learn earlier, but finally it clicked in this season?
Everybody's not me. That's the biggest lesson I had to learn. Everybody don't think like me. Everybody's not going to respond the way I respond. Everybody's not going to handle things the way I handle things. And in regards to what you were saying, is in regards to like the cleaning and stuff like that, everybody's temperament is not the same. And everybody is not mind readers. So instead of me having an internal meltdown and cursing everybody out and dreaming of what's going to cause me to be on the first 48, let me open up my mouth and say, hey, I need help. And that's not always easy, because when you're used to asking for help and then it gets thrown in your face, you know, that makes you kind of quiet and not want to ask for help in the future. It makes you kind of more independent. But now you have to rely on, especially now that my body is, girl, lay down. Okay. So now I have to rely on my village and just kind of sitting there and seeing, okay, well, this person can handle this. So now I can relax when it is time for me to step back up and do what I have to do. This person can handle this. Okay. I'm good. So now I don't have to worry about doing this too. I can loosen the reins and let this person take care of this because they have it too. Or I can voice my opinion and this will get done without it being an argument. So this person is not like the other person. So now I feel safer to continue to open my mouth because this is a safe space and not a toxic one. So just learning who my key players are and really sitting, now that I have the time to sit, really sitting and evaluating things and learning that people don't do what I do, how I do it, but it still can get done without me. And the outcome is okay enough for me to tolerate it. Because like you said, you want it done a certain way. I want it done a certain way too. So it's like, for example, if you want the kitchen clean, you the type of person, you're going to mop and sweep your floor, right? That's how you call the kitchen clean. You're going to wash the dishes, wash the top of the stove. That's how you clean your kitchen.
But I got to wipe everything down.
Right, the walls. But this person don't do all that. They might not mop the floor. They might not sweep the floor. But the dishes, there's no dishes in the sink. You have to learn how to just be okay with it's clean. It's just not your way of cleaning.
That's it.
Maybe that's been a doozy.
Okay. Well, what I learned, I should have learned earlier in life, was what's, you know, you never know what certain you know, phrases mean until you actually go through some things in your life. What's for me is for me. Meaning, whoever's for me is for me. What journey it is out there is for me. So I had to stop looking at other people's lives and saying, I wish I was, you don't know what they did to get there. You know what soul they sold to the devil to get there. So I had to stop comparing my journey to other people's journey. I had to understand that everybody's not my friend. Everybody's not going to like Arthur, Nick, and Nicole. There's some people that's for me and some people that's not. I had to find my village. I had to literally find people that were for me and aligned with me. Because I grew up thinking that everybody can be my friend. I was open. You be my friend. You be my friend. Because I felt like, you know, why not? You know, just like I want everybody to win, I want everybody to be my friend. But that takes time. It takes time, and you have to really know that everybody's not for you. So if I had to say I learned one lesson in this season, it was to understand what's for me is for me, period.
I want to piggyback off that, too, because you said you had to find your village. And a lot of the times when people hear the word village, they automatically think it's a lot of people. What someone may have is not the same thing, like you said, like you would have. Maybe your village consists of a good five, but your five is strong, as opposed to somebody else's village. They might have 20 people, you know, but in their 20 people, they might not be able to trust all 20 people, but that's who they consider their village. It's just kind of like a church. You have the big international churches, and then you have the small front churches with the little ACs in the window. They all serve the same purpose, which is supposed to glorify God and to teach people what they're supposed to teach people. But every church has its own job to do and its own people to reach. So don't get distracted or discouraged if your village doesn't look like everybody else's village. Because some people may have the mother, the grandmother, the aunts, the godmothers, the cousins, and whoever else. Some people may have family that they were born into, and some people have to create their family. So, you know, don't get discouraged with what things look like or the aesthetics of what things look like, because like you said, what's for you is for you, and you know it's for you because it'll just flow. It'll be easy. It's like having keys. When it's not, when you have the wrong door, the key won't go in. But when it's your door, you have no problem turning the lock and entering the door, right? So that's the same thing with what's for you is for you. It's always going to be some friction. It's always going to be some kind of, you know, back and forth when it's not for you. But when it's for you, of course you're going to have bad days or whatever the case may be, but it won't unsettle your spirit. You'll still be able to have a peace or a calming because you're able to be comfortable enough to be yourself, right? So I just wanted people to understand that, because we say that a lot, but nobody kind of breaks it down to know what that looks like or what that feels like. It should be a peace when you are around these people or around these things or whatever is for you. It shouldn't be no confusion or animosity or anything negative.
But you know what? I had master keys, and the master keys didn't fit every door. That's it. They didn't come open. And some of the doors came open that should have stayed closed. But if you had to describe this chapter in your life right now in one word, what would it be?
Evolving. Because I'm learning to let go of a lot of things and unlearn a lot of things and relearn things new. It's one thing to go into the world with toxic eyes, and then it's another thing to look at the world from a healed perspective. So I'm unlearning all the things that I saw and felt and viewed when I was dealing with a lot of toxic people, places, and things. And now I'm evolving into what feels right to me and being okay with that. Because a lot of the times, you know, the older generation will sit and they'll stay in things because of a certain title or status, and they will be depleted mentally because these people are not good for them. But because they have a certain title in their life, you feel like you have to tolerate. No, you don't got to do nothing but stay black and die, right? So I'm learning that that's okay. My mental health is my priority, and not to show up in places or show up around people that will hinder my positivity and my growth in where I'm trying to go and how I'm trying to create my family. Because you can't change who you came from, but you can create something new from what's coming from you.
It'll work if I came on mute. So so my word would be flight. Why? Because I feel like everything that I touch, everything that I do, I'm taking off. And I'm gonna put it like this. I care what it takes to get there. Anything that's within the good realm of things and integrity, I'm gonna go with it. But any opportunity that comes my way, I'm gonna take off. Now, especially since the wheels got back on the road. Ain't no offense to hold me back now from getting where any of the rooms I want to be in front of people that I want to be around. God gave us all a table. This is the thing. God gave us all a table, right? He gave us a chair. But it's what we do with that table and that chair to determine what level we get to next. We say we want to sit at these other people's table. Why would you want to sit at somebody else's table? Well, you got your own table. Build your own table. So I'm in that season where now I'm doing what I need to do. If I got to tell my story in however many forms to tell it, instead, I used to be real private, y'all. I wouldn't tell nobody nothing. I didn't want to focus on my business. But now I'm like, you know, my story can help somebody else's story, because there's a lot. I found out with my dental journey that a lot of people was dealing with it. My sarcoidosis journey, a lot of people was dealing with the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, sometimes you have to tell your story so to help other people. And I don't care about being in my comfort zone. Like, I bring y'all in my house. I'll be letting y'all see all my stuff. I wouldn't like that either. Who? Not me. But I'm just in that world of just taking off. Taking off and running. I'm running after everything I need and desire and also deserve. Because I feel like I held my own self back from a lot of things because I was scared. Or I was like, well, what are they going to think about me? I don't care. I don't no more. Do what makes you happy as a person, because everything that you do starts with you. And if you don't do it right the first time, the second time, and the third time, then who you gonna blame? Yourself. That's it. So my least favorite part of the episode, y'all, has come. The last question. So if you could sum up your life right now in a hashtag, what would it be?
Intentionally living, because I feel like everything that we do is a choice, whether it's good or bad. And when you put intention in the forefront of your decision making, I feel like you'll make better decisions, because you are learning, and you're learning how to navigate life, not just for you, but for other people that's behind you or watching you or whatever the case may be, especially if you're a mom and you have kids and stuff like that. So you have to be intentional with life, because we are not here to just live it by happenstance. We are here to show others the way. We are the blueprint. So this stage of my life, I'm living intentionally. I'm not living on nobody else's terms or rules. I'm going to do everything that feels right to me and give it the best that I got. Shout out to Anita Baker.
She always shout out.
give it the best that I have, because you only get one life. And by the time you know it, another 10 years will go by. And you can't be in the same space. And I don't want to have the same year, or, you know, the same year for the next 72 years.
Well, mine will be unleash my inner voice. Because so many years I was quiet. I was shy. I didn't open my mouth. So now it's like, whatever. Like, the older I get, the more unfiltered I get. The more I say just what I feel, when I feel it, how I feel it. If you heard about it, oh well. A lot of people like it. A lot of people don't. But for the most part, it allows me to release what I'm really feeling and not hold on to it for years and years. And then finally, I'm exploding with anger because I should have been told you about yourself. But I kept it to myself, and now I'm hurting inside. Now I'm upset. Now we got a problem that could have been solved years before if I had just opened my mouth. So mine has to be unleash my inner voice, because now that I know I have a voice, I'm ready to use it. Period. Why are you sitting there shaking your head like, yeah?
No, it's because shout out to Breaking the Silence. And that's something too that I had to learn, that you do have a voice, and it is definitely worth using. And it's given to you for that reason, to use it. And a lot of the times, depending on how you grew up, you are taught to remain quiet, right? So you have to show up and you have to unleash your inner voice, because you might be the only advocate somebody has.
That part.
And you never know whose life you're saving. It might just be your own. You never know whose life you're saving when you decide to just speak up. Because like I said earlier, people are not my readers.
Right.
And closed doors won't get open, just like closed mouths.
Don't give in.
Right. So, you just got to do it, man. You just got to do it.
Well, listen, now that I got Gabby, I got to have a voice to protect her and have a voice for her.
Mm-hmm.
So God's timing. That's it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to let you close us out. I'm not closing this out. I'm stopped up, y'all. I am stopped up.
Let me tell you something. Author Nikki Nicole is dedicated, because baby, if that was me, told y'all wouldn't have seen me in 2026. But we hope that you have enjoyed this initial episode. We are in season 3. We are back, you guys. And it has been a journey. But this season is all about surviving. Surviving in all terms. Surviving while Black. Surviving while women. Surviving in relationships. Surviving parenting, surviving just any and everything you can think of. And if you want us to talk about something that you are currently surviving, or things that you think we could talk about, put in the comment section. Let us know. We always appreciate some good suggestions. And as always, we are here, healing hearts and inspiring change.
Later, y'all.